Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lauren Haskell. She is the drought coordinator for the Utah Department of Water Resources. And, you know, water is something that should be on everybody's mind right now. And if you're not thinking about water, you definitely should be. And, you know, we are definitely in a drought situation. We know what type of water restrictions that we're dealing with in our area. So let's talk with Lauren about getting kind of an overview of the state and our area and different ways that we can kind of slow the flow, as they say. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I guess right off the bat, you know, water is something that everybody is thinking about, and if they're not, they should be. It should be top of your mind right now. And I guess the first question would be, how are we as a state doing?
98% of this state is currently in extreme or the worst category of drought, exceptional drought. And it's the whole state. There almost isn't an area that's doing better than another.
And so it's kind of, like you said, it's pretty much statewide. And are the prospects looking okay to make it through to the fall and when we start getting some cooler weather and hopefully some snow and things in the winter?
The conditions do change a little bit depending on the local water system. But as a whole, if we're all careful with our outdoor water and careful with our water, we think we can make it through this year mostly, yeah.
Okay, and I'm glad that you said careful with our water, because we always talk about that. One of those things is I think that, and we were talking before we came on the air, I feel that people sometimes take that for granted, that they're just used to turning on the tap and water coming out. Is that what you're finding when you guys are looking into these kinds of things?
Yes, we are. In homes and especially urban settings, people just expect to turn on their tap and have water come out, and we take that for granted. And if we continue to take it for granted, it may not be the case.
And exactly. It's like flipping on a light switch. We're just so used to the lights coming on when we do that. But yes, what would happen one day if we opened up the tap and no water come out? And that's something that we really need to be thinking about and keeping in the back of our mind when it comes to water conservation. Now, here in our area in Carbon, Emery County, how are we doing and how is this area doing as far as this is concerned?
Well, the Price Utilities website has some information about your local water conditions and things they'd like you to do. Like, they, for example, they ask that you don't water on Sundays so that they can replenish the water storage for the next week. And Schofield Reservoir in June of 2019 was more full than it was in June of 2020 and much more full than it is in June of 2021.
And that's one thing, too, that the term gets put out there, and I would like to have you maybe explain it to people, is what that is really implying is they always use the term drought, or when they're speaking about drought, they always use the term creeping disaster. And really, what is that? What would, like, the definition of a creeping disaster be?
It's very difficult to say. Drought started right this instant. You have to almost look back at it historically and say, oh, yeah, it kind of came on there. But even so, you can't exactly tell when it starts and you can't exactly tell when it ends. And also, the consequences are very far-reaching and it can devastate livestock herds and wildlife herds for years that take years to recover from.
And I think the one thing as well is, when we get stuck in this and get into this cycle, it just gets worse because the longer the cycle lasts, the longer it takes to get out of it, doesn't it?
Yes.
So we're looking now at, it, you know, it, unless we have a really, really heavy winter, it could be 2, 3, 4 years before our reservoirs see where we were, you know, 5, 6 years ago. Is that kind of how that works? Is that what that would be?
And there are smaller reservoirs that store only maybe a year or two of water, and those might fill up more quickly. But there are other reservoirs that store 5, 6, up to 10 years of water, and those are going to take years to refill.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's where this all is stemming from. So one thing that you guys have, you have a great website out there, and it talks all about Slow the Flow. So tell people how they can find it and what might be some of the information that they would find on your website.
It is slowtheflow.org, so very easy to find. There's a whole part about indoor watering tips. There are simple things that you can do and facts that you may not know. For example, washing machines use over 20% of all indoor water. And so they're saying be sure and run a full load. Don't just run it if it's only partway full. And there are outdoor things, the weekly lawn watering guide, but then other things like don't water when it's windy because the water just blows off into where you don't want it anyway. It's not doing any good.
And I'm glad you brought up the watery guide because, like I told you before we came on and when we've talked in the past, I live by that, you know, and it's very handy. It's helpful. And it's actually just on Facebook as well. And it just says, okay, if you live here, you can water two times a week. If you live here, you can water three times a week. And the other thing that I always talk about, and we've talked about it with people from like the USU Extension office here in town and things, people tend to sometimes overwater their lawns, don't they?
They do, and it promotes shallow roots and makes it so your lawn isn't as healthy. If you water it a little bit less frequently, a nice, good, deep watering, you'll have healthier lawns.
And another couple of things, have you got any more outdoor watering tips for people that would be handy for them to know?
One thing is to raise up your lawnmower so that you're not cutting it so short. It can stress it if you cut it too short, and having it nice and long, it won't need as much water, and it will be healthier.
And then the other thing is prioritizing what you water, and how does that work?
Is very, very resilient. It can be a little bit stressed. It can yell a little bit and it'll come back. But we don't want like trees to die. Those are a big investment. They provide shade and they're, you know, take years to grow. So there is a prioritization of watering trees and then shrubs and different plants until your grass is kind of the bottom of the list because it is so resilient.
And I always hear the phrase, you know, if it goes yellow, your lawn's not dying, it's just going dormant, right?
Yes.
That's one thing people need to understand.
Yeah. It only requires about an inch of water for your grass to live.
And I guess in closing, let's talk about the fact, what are our projections looking like? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel or anything on the horizon that kind of can give us a little hope, or are we kind of maybe stuck in this for another winter season?
Unfortunately, we don't have the tools to do projections out that long range of anticipating what our snowpack might be. And since we don't know, we just have to be very careful with the water that we have because we don't know how long it's going to need to last.
And that's exactly what people need to understand and be ready for. Lauren, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it. This is great information that people need to know, and we need to get out there for them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's help. It's going to take everyone coordinating and working together to combat this.
We got into it together. We'll get out of it together, right?
Yes.
All right. That's Lauren Haskell with the Utah Department of Water Resources talking about the drought conditions and what we can do to make a difference here. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.